You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Hey, OmniTalk fans. Shop Talk is already here. It's this Sunday, and there are only 50 tickets remaining. Retailers and brands, you can use code OmniTalk to snag some of them and an extra 10% off current rates. Google Shop Talk to learn more.
Headline one comes to us from CNBC. Kohl's has announced a partnership with WHP Global, the owner of Babies R Us, to introduce Babies R Us shops in approximately 200 of its stores across the United States. This collaboration aims to offer a wide range of baby gear, furniture, and related products to customers. The licensing agreement between Kohl's and WHP Global will see the first Babies R Us shops opening in August, with plans for further expansion in the fall. These shops will range in size from 750 to 2,500 square feet and will be located adjacent to Kohl's existing baby merchandise section. In addition to the physical stores, Kohl's will also enhance its online baby product assortment and launch a baby registry later this fall, according to CEO Tom Kingsbury. This move is part of Kohl's broader strategy to attract younger customers and offer a more relevant mix of merchandise. The partnership comes at a time when several specialty retailers for baby gear, including Babies R Us and Bye Bye Baby, have closed their stores. By filling this gap in the market, Kohl's aims to strengthen its position and drive growth in its baby category. This announcement was made as Kohl's reported its holiday quarter earnings results, which exceeded Wall Street's expectations for earnings and revenue. However, the company experienced a decline in net sales and comparable sales, prompting conservative guidance for the year ahead. Headline 2 comes to us from Marketing Dive. Wayfair has launched a new marketing campaign titled Welcome to the Waberhood, along with a refreshed logo, updated jingle, and celebrity partnerships. The campaign aims to engage consumers and promote the brand's diverse range of home products and styles. The Welcome to the Waberhood campaign introduces a whimsical neighborhood concept that celebrates Wayfair's commitment to offering products for every style, every home. The campaign includes TV spots, social media activations, and a collaboration with Pinterest for the first ever Pinterest Creator Tour. In addition to the campaign, Wayfair has enlisted celebrities such as Lisa Ann Walter, Lisa Vanderpump, and Titus Burgess to join longtime brand ambassador Kelly Clarkson in promoting the brand. The campaign debuted during the Oscars telecast, with several TV spots airing during the event. The launch of this campaign comes as Wayfair prepares to open its first large format physical store, signaling the brand's commitment to both digital and physical retail channels. Headline 3 also comes to us from CNBC. Ulta Beauty CEO Dave Kimbell has voiced concerns about organized theft, stating that e-commerce sites are contributing to the problem by providing a platform for the sale of stolen goods. In response to a CNBC investigation revealing a network of professional thieves selling stolen cosmetics on Amazon, Kimbell emphasized the need for online marketplaces to take more responsibility in preventing the sale of stolen merchandise. Kimbell highlighted the scale and sophistication of organized retail crime, noting that online platforms offer greater opportunities for thieves to liquidate stolen products compared to traditional methods like selling at flea markets or locally. He stressed that it shouldn't be possible for stolen goods to be sold on mainstream platforms without repercussions. Ulta Beauty, like other retailers, has been targeted by organized theft rings, leading the company to implement measures such as locking up fragrances in stores to deter theft. Kimbell expressed concern about the impact of rising crime on Ulta's employees and emphasized the need for collective action to address the issue. While Kimbell did not specifically mention Amazon, he underscored the importance of online marketplaces committing to ensuring that the products they sell are not stolen. He called for greater collaboration and investment in fraud detection and prevention tools to combat the problem effectively. In response, Amazon stated its commitment to combating fraud and preventing the sale of stolen goods on its platform, highlighting its investment in detection and prevention tools, as well as collaboration with law enforcement and other retailers. Headline 4 also comes to us from Retail Dive. Target's popular children's apparel brand, Cat & Jack, is making its return to Canada through a partnership with Hudson's Bay. The brand will be available both in store and online, with dedicated spaces in each of Hudson's Bay's 82 physical locations. This move marks the reintroduction of Cat & Jack to Canada nearly a decade after Target closed its big box stores in the country. Hudson's Bay sees Cat & Jack as a key addition to its assortment, catering to parents' needs for stylish, durable, and affordable clothing for their families. The Cat & Jack assortment at Hudson's Bay will include a variety of clothing items such as tanks, t-shirts, shorts, pants, and dresses, with sizes ranging from 4 to 14 and prices from $7 to $35. Target's Cat & Jack brand has experienced significant growth since its launch in 2016. Becoming a $3 billion brand annually. It is known for its popularity among parents due to its stylish designs, durability, and affordability. The brand's success has been attributed to its ability to drive repeat trips and sales, particularly during key shopping seasons like back to school.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.